Still Game 2002, Season 7, Episode 3, Job. Right, who are we giving our position to today? I'm not going to age aid. The woman's a nightmare. She's deaf as a post. A rude cow, it, the bargain. She blames you because she cannot hear you. Thinks you're mumbling. And I shout out at the top of my voice, it's a jumper, a homestock trust. We get that because she's a snotty and Nazi cow, rejecting stuff from your bag. Aye, been there, done that. There's a pair of trousers for your tragedy, dear. Truly, right? Hold your horses. Have your trousers been laundered? Nay, hen. Of course not. Took a dump in them this morning. Just thought of bringing them up and here, save me washing them. Hold them, zipper up your beak. You detect the unmistakable whiff of pish. Get them washed, get them hung up, and get on with that charity work, you Hitler bastard. Where's your wee stable? All set out. All padded off with white pepper delicious. Ah, racing on. Just shut up for a start. You've not been ruining my wee self-pity party. And your free boiler, by accident, haven't claimed for. Or indeed your PPI pish. That goes for you and all. I'm not interested in you. For you are in a leather envelope, a window in it, which I have no intention of kicking into. No joy has come of your kind. Oh, so it's the cat charity again, huh? Aye, where is that? Up there, sure, next to the suntan place. Suntan place? Aye, there. Bound, very pound. Ah! So what you giving them, shirt? Still in the wrapper. John sent it over about 10 Christmases ago. No use, it's too big. It's enormous. It's for a bubble-bodied fat fella. 171-2 collar. That would do me. I love Miss Baru. Wish you health to wear it. What you got? Oh, this. It's a monkey smoking a fag. It's hideous, isn't it? I mean, what clown would give you give you that for Cliff? I got you that, did you? Aye. Give it to me, I'll take it. To be honest, I brought it for myself. But your birthday rolled up. Is that a tray? Aye. It's got the map of Loch Lomond on it. I love maps. Hail the bus. What are you giving me for it? A recorder? It's for owners. She's got right rotten on it, has it? It's for anchorite. You can say anchorite. I can say alacan. To me? Oh, you get that learned a spoon or a heart? That's right, yes. For jam, or sugar, salt, etc. It's for the troon. Oh, I see that. The stuff in the bags? Is that for us? Oh, no. No, it's the good stuff. No, that's just a spoon today. See there? You have it. Spoon is stirring tea or coffee, cod liver oil, if you're not well. Across the house, spoon works. Cats would be very grateful. You're not waiting, wanting it, like. Hi, Jack, Victor. Hello, Mick. You're not still living underneath the bridge, are you? Hi. And the bridge, like a mad trollman. Oh, here, do you want a spoon? No, Lordy. Hold on, you dafty. You after the recovering junkie's spoon? Hell no. You use it for junk. Aye, eating a big jar of junk. You don't eat junk out of a jar, Jack. They cook it on a spoon. Cooking on a junk is me, wee, town spoon, aye. Listen, you've got to get a good spoon if you're not getting it, oh no, because your behaviour. Nay, danger, man. Listen, hen, you put that away on the road. Safe. Thank you. Can I help you? I wanted this suit. Uh-huh. Thing is, it's £6, only got two. Will you take two? No. Mother said, charity begins at home. It is charity. It's also business. We sell things for charity. Suits £6. £6 in our tools, big help. Well, how about this then? See, if I buy something at £4, you let me have it, that suit for two, yes. What have you got that's £4? £4, please. It's a multi-purpose spoon from Troon. Your bars is 4.5. For a dark parking ticket? What did you do? Shoot the traffic warning? Don't even have a car. Well, I did have a car for about a fortnight. That's when I got the ticket. She has run up and down. They're coming after me. What are you going to do? Well, it's the letter says, they will pay the council will endeavour to recoup the goods, chattel possessions, remounting, cover the debt. Well, it'll be the first 3 quid payback. Oh, shush, that's not the thing. Got 3 weeks to pay for the customary sentence. The jail, the pokey, the bum old buffet. It cannot be right. It is right. Read it and weep. Now, Vincent, the letter is a downer. Forever, this is one as a leper. It's to receive the Glasgow Good Citizen Civic Medal. Alive for cooking Pete the steaky breakfast every morning. Out of the goodness of your heart. He doesn't have a heart. Pipe down. Why are you receiving this award? Because you've empathized with kindness and selfishness. You have your big rogue roll, Bobby. Use a newspaper, you twat. In other words, your altruism and graciousness. When I get another wee splash of coke blown here, Bobby. There's cola in it already, you greedy old dick. As above and beyond, Mark, you sit in a great standing, Bobby. Can I know you cannot, you miserable back bag? For esteemed quality, we salute and reward you. Does a Citizen Civic War medal? Are you sure it's not for the black-hearted bell bag barman medallion? Distinguished Bolooly Dick Peace Deadbeat Decoration. Great, huh? I got a 4.5 grand parking ticket. He gets a medal. There's Bo Stone's family kicks. Ah, oh, it's a plus one. Who's coming with me? Oh, no, I'm watching my start that day. I'm giving him a hand. What about you, Isla? Are you busy washing your moustache? Tell him about your washing your beard. Bobby, that would be lovely. What thing is it? Well, I cannot do because you need some of the cubby for you here at the Clansman. Otherwise, that would have been lovely. Bobby, I know the fact that you ask everyone else, but I could put this for my case of being a plus one. Well, as you know, been in financial trouble, maybe myself a couple of times, gracious me. I am now in what you call a borderline case, Freddy Food Bank, if you will. It is for that reason I appreciate the charity that you show Pete and deserve that medal. I would be honoured to be there to see you receive it, because you are one hell of a fellow, Bobby. One hell of a fellow, thanks, Winston. Delighted to have you there. Honoured to be there, huh? You're a hell of a fellow. You're a hell of a gormless fellow. I just got invited inside the city chambers, right? Where the lovely ballroom for afternoon walls upstairs. And find the parking department downstairs. What do you mean, Batman? Off you go, Alfred. Who's Alfred? The butler. Who's butler? Batman's butler. Nah, I'm not a butler. If you're gonna go, Alfred, only other people could be is Robin Batgirl. Well, neither the tights of Robin, nor the tits of Batgirl. No, I'm a Riddler. So riddle me this. Go on with it. Question I'm asking is Bobby, an arsehole, come charitable, or is he a charitable man who grades an arsehole? Ah, he's a benevolent man, covers with a mask and cape, and arseholeness exactly. Nay, I reckon he's fully paid up card carrying arsehole. Aye, he's an arsehole. You're not the Riddler, you're the Penguin. Oh, am I? What's your tea, Jack? Oh, Mick, Matt, Jack. What can I do for you, son? I wanted to say thanks for giving us down out of the suit. Hey, no problem, son. Aye, just out of curiosity, what did you need a suit for? Aye, got no trouble, are you? No, quite the opposite. Got him in for a job. As marvellous, huh? Well, she wanted a kid out, huh? Suit, shirt, tie, shoes, a lot. This lot, huh? You think we need all that? It's only a daft office job. Now listen to me, you young dumper. You go to the interview right, and then you later then they say, what'd you be like for this? They gave a point to, I like the boy with the suit. And the assistant said, who's that? In a suit. He said, the boy. Suit, sure. Man kick shirt, the rotten flip flops. He's a boy for us. Not gonna work for his, not gonna work son, is it? You don't need that other, and you don't need that other stuff. So in a heart, we could sort of, he can sort of, we see fully. The essential is visible to the eyes. Anton did straight, every 5:40. There are whereabouts, right. What size are your shoes? 10. Are you pumped? I'm 12. I'm a 9, hand on. 2 pairs of socks, a pair of my shoes. What about a pair of Collins? He's 10. Have you got something calling to buy? There's tons here. You've been lying here since you went to university. I can get your shoes, shirt and tie and all. Well, here you go. It's smashing. Thanks, Isla. What do you think? The guys have got it good living up here. You're talking letterbox and he gives you stuff. Manhouse with the magic door. Aye. Pure Pexar. In it is woman. Right. Nice to meet you, missus. For goodness sake, this is your neighbour, Isla. Hello, son. Now, got a nice school coat for you. You could use if the weather's bad. Thanks. Hold on, I might not need a coat. What would the weather be like Monday? That door? Can be quiet, please. This is library. Turn away like a couple of budgeries. I'm going to hear a thing. Aye, well, it'd be definitely me. No, that way, I see it. Winston, a click on this button. Accessory, evading a betting in. I like a bet as well. Shrug. I'm always betting. Oh no, not betting, but betting. Look, shrug. It's an ancient lousy car park ticket. Over the years has turned into Bigfoot. Aye, we get there, we find a cave that Bigfoot lives. Oh, hello, Bigfoot. Half a grand hairy swift watch. Pain in the arse in bear mode. No crime, a hunt. That's right, shrug. You know, that's all you're not. What are we if not hunting men? That's crossing this pile of carving guard. Take it, aye, okay, bingo. That's you, what am I looking at? Well, it's original drawings of the city, seems 1885. See, there's your roof layout, there's your ballroom, that's where you be, watching Bobby getting his stupid badge. Aye, well, if you excuse yourself, you'll be needing a piss or some such cut through the kitchen. Along the corridor, Trevor finds office supplying that. That's where you may need to be. So what do we need? Torches, cut glasses. Possibly that welding gear, some description, generates. Well, we need jelly. There's only jelly you're getting after your dinner, you fat clown. Cut down those fire stairs. Let me in the back door. 4:30 on the button. Boom. Can we call me a fat clown? You think there'd be jelly? You had a shower and everything. Wait till you see him. It was very good for you feeding a boy like that, Isla. Sorry, I said it was very good of you feeding a boy like that. Do you know something? Isla, it's probably the boy's first squirrel meal in God knows how long. Good old on your eye. He's a lucky lad. He's a lucky lad. Aye, well, he's welcome. Right, is he ready? Oh, come on in, son. Oh, the big bill, is it? Aye, like one of the makeover shows. Whoa, look at that. Shining like a new penny, aye. The boys are ready for that job interview. Oh dear, good to see you at short notice like this, Cammy. No problem, not long now. So I'm running out to your house now, are you? Aye, since I got struck off. You got pulled for thief out of one person. And now we goes up. I mean, how was I supposed to know? She's a girl out of the toothpaste advert. Ah, so you allowed us to use gas, Cammy. Well, he's not going to chuck it out. I've got a garage full of it, gas man. I never had a gas before. You feeling okay, Mick? Just be honest. A wee bit of a discipline personalised. Me being realised. Also feeling high level sensibility. Imagination not overall, like dinners. Like the deep-rooted euphoria. Get yours tanked up with it. And it's off its nut. Do you want to try and eat some lead or no? Hey, look at that. What's that? For don't know, but it costs 3 and 6. Home with James Dean, look at this. Evan at Heaven, it's a 7th birthday in style. Jackie owns stunning new world ahead of Dallas trip. Why, ladies love Labrador, Archie. Right, that's you, son. Get your way a new life watch. Here, rinse with that. Right. So that's you sorted for your interview tomorrow. Was it 4? Oh, 4? Well, we're looking like the 12:30. Favourite Chetson. Come on, what's wrong with you? I'm just a wee bit nervous. What have you got to be nervous about? It means getting in the middle. I'm nervous of you. Well, they're chatting all that. We're sitting here with him and everything. I'll give us peace. There we are. Like 4. Table 4. Right, I'm needing the toilet. You go and get yourself settled. I'll be with there in 5. Come on, we're due in there now. You move your arse. There be Jenny, right, Winston? What is it with? You want you and that watch just anxious to get to the toilet. Will you sit a bloody minute till the people sit down? I am Bobby. I'm Rachel. You're winning something tonight? I am indeed. Must be the winners of closure. What are you receiving an award for? I looked after a homeless guy for quite some time. You? I several times jumped in the middle of the live canal. Saved a man from drowning. Firefighter. Art school. I quit my job, went round Eastern Europe for 2 years. Puppet show. Crawled with children orphaned by the war. He's my plus one, and I'm needing a shite. How is that poached egg, you silly bastard? Looks like something that fell out of your nose. Right, get it fixed straight away. Try again. I'm not serving that up notice. Up your notice. Up your novice arsehole. Where do you think you're going, Fanny? I was just getting the nibbles on the tray onto the tablet tables. On my way to the toilet. Get as ever, I Hudson. What do you want your set for you to do? Mate, look at your pigeon, man. Look at the size of it. Looks as if another person. Pigeon. Never mind pigeons. Look, I pretend to be. If you introduce yourself to me. Hello, I'm Methodo Mick. We'll say that. Hello, I'm Methodo Michael. Mike, you can drop the methadone. Come on, man. Could I have it every morning? If everyone says, say hello, my name is Michael. Then just be loose of it. Don't let buy some fish and feed. That wee one's not starving. Look, could you give me a rest? The pigeons watch me. What's your name? Good night. So no, my name's Victor. Love Victor. What makes you think you're suited to a position? That's an easy one, sir. For your service. Here's a service, Brad Cock and Wilcock. Man and boy, loyalty is my name. Doing this is my reason for being impressive. So where's for what is it? You've done enough. I see no reason I can't start Monday. I've over the moon. Let me leave you with your CV. I haven't make it Tuesday. I give you a chance to wipe the muck off your face. So it's basically it, make confident, forthright, be yourself without the shit. God luck, God damn it, you're not supposed to be there. Well, watch that, will you, darling? That buffer, sir. Come on, you wee bastard buff. I'm Andrew Galipsky. Sit down, yourself down. Michael. Nothing to do with methadone. Oh, okay, Mick. Do you think you're suited to this position? But you deserve a bad cock and look at what man and boy. What is your age? 23. What is my middle name? It is exactly Thomas. This is my reason for being. I've got no shit on my head. A bigger one? I've got no shit on my face or anything like that. Good sake, where have you been? Been there away for me. Pensions or prostitute. Shut up, get in, will you? Well, Mick, we have others to see. Fair dues and Andrea Gillespie. Here's the thing. See my life so far? Been up to much, man. Hands up. It's been my fault. But see now, I'm glad. Focus, man. My mad days are behind me. Well, your mocking well turned out today. You love this. It's off his nut. Got this suit for £6, but only because I only had two. I got it for, and he rose because Jack and Victor brought up a spoon. So it's excellent. I'm up at his door. His little wee magic letterbox starts talking to me about the stuff that he can give me. It's his shirt, shoes, isn't it? Because the letterbox is home. It's called, had a son called Colin. Next thing, they have teeth in his CEUs. I'm his fella's living room like gas. Gas is good. In the background, ding, ding. Old teeth in the bin. New teeth plugged in. Aye. We're here a bloody month. Oh, no. Here, come here. Ho, ho. Look at you, ancient weird wee monkey. Come here. Job done. I see you back as landsman. You're not Brian now. Where is Brian? He's not here to know. Get a bell then. The bell? Go and get the bell, you numpty. Hear me. Hell yay. Hear me. Choose the new. Ladies and gentlemen, his right honourable lord, Lady Provis, I. What's your name? Hen? Winnie Crawford. Cranford. Giving up for Winnie. Who, my lords and gentlemen? Thank you for the warm reception. Brian, I don't know who that man is. He's a foster. Ah, for mayhem. Absolute mayhem. Thought I was going to get into jail. How did you get it off? The silver spoon tongue got me off of it. Aye, in a quarter of an hour, begging me wee lassie. Aye, Bobby Plus One. got lost in the corridors, was on the old and passed it. Aye, well, it worked, didn't it? And now he's done the wiser. None the wiser about what? The old parking ticket. That's why it went. It been history. All right, troops, oh, aye, Mick. How did you get on? I got it. I was close to not getting it because I was nervous on it. Taking pish. Stranger thing happened. About to leave thinking I humped it. When I see he's doing the crossword. He's not finished yet. He's stuck. He's leading me over and said, there, finished it. He's a bastard when that happens. So generally we all for him. Honest. One unfeigned. Four down. Nine letters. Hard working is this. Last one. There, coolness and composure, especially in difficult situation. Equanimity. Next thing I know, Gertsy's standing up and giving him welcome aboard. That's magic, dead chuffy, son. Ah, you're really happy for you, Mick. You guys are the stars, man. You's got me there. Who knows, maybe you's be picking up some medals next year. We don't have a fight on winter. Right, Bobby, buy our drinks. Seems like we had a bit of good luck for the day. Where's your working, son? Ah, it's just some daft officer's room. How are you getting on, Mick? Brilliant, Mr. Gillespie. I'm combing the walls for you earlier. There's a 10 fire to be processed. I can only find 9 of them. One of them's missing. So I hunted all the places it's been. Coming up, no luck, Mr. Ingram. Wherever you are, I feel bad about dropping Winston in it for that old parking ticket. Don't worry, son. You know that didn't want to know. What did you get? What did you get again? Winston? 100 hours.